Joined now by Brad Plothow from Wampley, talking to us about the financial impact of the MLB playoff series. We've got the Red Sox at home tonight against the Yankees. We were just taking a look at tickets, by the way. It looks like you can still get tickets for about $100 and then going up from there. But, you know, Brad, we had you on, I think, back in February talking to us about the impact of the Super Bowl. And it seemed like it was pretty muted in terms of, you know, most cities saying, hey, we're going to be throwing parties at home and, you know, restaurant sales not really seeing much of an increase. How does that compare to playoff series in the MLB?
Sure. It's very different, actually. We see a pretty significant increase in a number of business categories. So just to kind of recap how we do this, at Wampley, we curate transaction data for millions of small businesses. It powers the software that our small businesses use, but it also gives us an interesting look into all these patterns that are going on in local markets and different states around transactions between consumers and small businesses in those cities. And so, for example, we can look at last year's performance for different business categories in towns where there is a major league team in the playoffs and see what the impact is. So what we did is our data science team normalized what the average day for revenue looked like in the 3 months prior to the playoffs, and then compared the time frame during the playoffs against that average. And what we found was that there was a pretty significant change across the board. So just looking at a game day versus non-game day, on game days, all these business categories that we analyzed saw a 32% increase in sales. On non-game days, even, they saw a 25% increase. And then home and away, there wasn't a huge difference across the businesses that we analyzed in the different cities that were in the playoffs last year. It was 32% versus whether they were home or away. But there are some significant differences when you look at specific markets like Boston or New York on those different dimensions.
Brad, can you talk a little bit about those specific differences there?
You bet. So let's take Boston, for example. So there's a major difference in the home versus away average there. So, again, I mentioned that the home, if you look at just when the team is at home, how do restaurants and bars and lounges and lodging businesses and transportation businesses fare? On average, across all the cities, it's 32% increase. It's a 76% increase in Boston. And when the team is away, you still do see a bump in those businesses. So it's 67% in Boston. And then, again, looking at the difference between a game day when the Red Sox are playing versus a day when they're not playing during playoff season, there's a 7-point spread in the game day versus non-game day across all cities. But in Boston, it's much larger. It's almost 25%. So 72% lift on game day, 46% lift on non-game day. So in general, people are responding to the fact that the team is in the playoffs and actually getting out of the house and spending money with these businesses on a much higher level than across other cities.
Brad, are you just looking at these metro areas as a whole, or do you even get, you know, kind of neighborhood specific in this data?
So it's difficult to get really specific because the sample sizes become smaller. We looked at tens of thousands of businesses across all of these cities, but obviously we want to maintain a high bar for the repeatability of the data, so, and the findings that we're finding. So in some cases, there may be like a zip code that has a high concentration of businesses, but for this purpose, we really just looked at this on a high level. We also have to constrain this against, you know, are these businesses that are transacting daily, making sure that it's not, you know, sort of a business that's open only, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, that kind of thing.
Very good. Brad, we've got to run, but thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, you guys.
It's Brad Plothow from Wampley talking about the financial impact of the Major League Baseball playoffs on the cities that the teams are in.